his career as a crime fighter is sometimes a lonely one. Up till now, Batman has never allowed himself to think of marriage, for he knows that marriage would pose a severe problem. But suddenly, it happens. Batman does get married to another costumed crime fighter, the glamorous and lovely Batwoman. How it all happens is revealed in the surprising story of The Marriage of Batman and Batwoman. One night in the Wayne mansion, Dick Grayson is watching his guardian, Bruce Wayne, getting dressed in something other than his Batman costume.
Bruce, what are you wearing?
Well, surely you've seen me in a tuxedo before, Dick. I'm going to a formal affair tonight. Got a date with beautiful Kathy Kane.
Kathy? But you always said she annoys you by interfering in our cases as Batwoman.
True, true, but Kathy's a lovely girl. And a lovely girl can be forgiven almost anything. I hope she likes this corsage. Well, I may be quite late, Dick. Don't wait up for me.
After watching Bruce Wayne leave, dressed impeccably in his role of a dashing man about town, young Dick sits moodily alone in an armchair in the Wayne living room, brooding over his thoughts.
Bruce certainly is getting fond of Kathy. Gosh, what if he should really fall in love and marry her? Boy, would that break up our partnership. Imagine Bruce Wayne married to Kathy Kane. But it couldn't happen. Or could it?
Time passes. And then...
Dick, wake up, wake up. We have something to tell you.
Huh? Bruce. And Kathy.
Oh, Dick, I finally made Bruce realize how lonely a bachelor's life is, and he proposed.
When Kathy said yes, well, I didn't want to lose a moment, so we got married tonight. And, Dick, we wanted you to be the first to know it.
You're married? Really married?
Yes, Dick. See my ring?
Bruce, it isn't true. Married? What's going to become of me? I mean, us now.
Oh, Dick. From now on, I'll be like a mother to you. Oh, I'm so terribly excited. Darling, I want to go upstairs and unpack my things.
Of course, dear. I'll join you in a little while. Now, Dick, listen.
Bruce, how could you? Does she know about you? I mean, does she know you're really Batman?
Not yet. I'm saving that little surprise for a while. I want her to get used to the idea of being Mrs. Wayne before I tell her she's Mrs. Batman, too.
The next night, as Kathy, Bruce, and Dick are dining, the bat phone rings. A summons for help for the Batman and Robin. Taking the call on another extension, Bruce Wayne returns to the table.
Kathy, I'm sorry. That was one of my business partners. I've got to meet him right away as something urgent has come up. And Dick, you will have to come along with me.
Right.
Oh, will it take long, dear?
Oh, probably not. I'll get word to you if we're going to be very late. Let's go, Dick.
Changing secretly, Batman and Robin rush to the Gotham City airport, where a robbery is in progress. Meanwhile, left alone in the Wayne mansion, Kathy becomes restless and wanders to the window.
Oh, I'm so bored, all alone. Maybe I ought to go out myself. In the sky outside, it's the bat signal calling Batman. Maybe I will go out. Luckily, I packed my Batwoman costume. I'll help Batman and get back before Bruce returns.
And so it is that two vehicles speed through the night to the scene of the same crime. One, a motorcycle ridden by a daring girl.
Wouldn't Bruce be surprised to know he's married to the Batwoman?
The other, a sleek, black, bat-shaped car, the Batmobile.
Wouldn't Kathy be surprised to know she's married to the Batman, eh, Robin?
Batman and Robin in the lead arrive first at the airport, where bandits have just looted a safe of its valuables.
There they are, Robin. After them.
Hey! That's Batman and Robin. They got us blocked off.
Quick, up that ramp to the skylight. There's still a few guys. The two of them can't get all of us.
Robin, you take that one.
But there's three more. How are you going?
This rope for my utility belt. If I can loop it over that beam on the roof. There. Now I swing over to this side of the ramp and get one. Then back to the other side for this one. And that makes two. Robin got his man, so there's only one more to go.
You ain't gonna get me, Batman. Look out, Batman. He's got a gun.
I'll take care of you, mister.
Oh, my arm.
It's Batwoman. She came through the skylight.
Surprised, Batman? I heard the police call on shortwave, just as you did.
She's coming out as Batwoman.
Where's she gone to, Batman?
In a big rush to leave, isn't she? Look, out the window. I bet she's trying to get back home before I return as Bruce Wayne. Robin, come on. We'll take a shortcut. I've got a little surprise planned for my wife.
Soon after, as the Batwoman hurries into the Wayne mansion...
Batman! And Robin! What are you doing here?
I've just had a little chat with your husband. I've told him all about you.
No! He... What?
Your husband wants to talk to you. Downstairs. This way.
Through that grandfather clock? That's a strange entrance to a basement.
As they descend, the astonished Batwoman finds herself in a deep limestone cavern filled with incredible equipment.
What? This is the Batcave. And if the Batcave is under the Wayne Mansion, you must
yes,
be...
Yes, Kathy. I'm Bruce Wayne.
Darling, Batman is my husband. I'm the luckiest woman in the world.
Yes, Kathy, but there's something you must understand. Kathy, by revealing my identity, I hope you will realize why I don't want to endanger your life and mine. From now on, Kathy, the Batwoman will have to be content to be just Mrs. Wayne, a normal housewife.
The next night, the bat signal once again calls Batman and Robin. As the dynamic duo prepare to leave the Batcave, they are surprised by Kathy.
Wait for me. I'll have my costume on in a few minutes.
Huh.
Now look, Kathy, I'm the crime fighter in this family. A wife's place is in the home.
A wife's place is with her husband.
But Kathy, suppose you were unmasked. You'd be recognized as the wife of Bruce Wayne, and then the underworld would know my true identity. You could jeopardize my whole career.
Don't be silly, darling. That could never happen.
Perhaps. But just to make sure it won't happen, I hid your only costume. Kathy, you're staying here. Now, Robin, let's go.
On a deserted movie set with a full-sized model of an old-time pirate ship, a crime is underway. A group of stealthy figures slip through the shadows along the wall.
Hey, boss, you sure we can grab real silver and jewels in here?
I told you. I read where they ain't using phonies in this picture.
Do we have to take a break there? So be it. Okay, and then we'll get...
Boss, you sure we can grab real silver and jewels in here?
I told you. I read where they ain't using phonies in this picture. They got a chest filled with $500,000 worth of the real stuff. They lock it up in the studio safe at night. But that'll be a cinch for us to crack.
And you're going to be a cinch for us. Batman and Robin, up above us on a catwalk. Quick, we'll cut across the deck of the ship. Robin, dive down to the ship's gangplank. We'll use it as a springboard.
This'll be one pirate ship plank that isn't locked.
Look out, Robin. They've got those pirate swords from the ship.
Drop it, buddy.
Well, for a pirate, you've got an awfully soft stomach.
Cover me, Timbers. They almost expect to see Blackbeard, the pirate.
Not Blackbeard, but Batwoman.
What?
Batwoman?
Yes, in one of your spare costumes, darling. I did a quick sewing job to make it fit, although it's still a bit too loose here and too tight here.
Stay out of it. Robin and I can handle it ourselves.
Don't be silly, darling. Why shouldn't I help as long as I'm here?
Batman, one of those crooks got away. Look, he's over by the wind machine. We
Wait.
Come on, you guys. This way. I've got a gun on him. Hey, look, you guys. The Batwoman without a mask. It's Kathy Kane.
Yeah. Didn't she just get married to Bruce Wayne?
And she called Batman darling. Hey, that means Batman is Bruce Wayne. Come on, let's get out of here. This is great, too.
Oh, darling. I'm sorry.
Kathy, now look what you've done. Just what Bruce said. You've wrecked Batman's career.
Oh, no.
He's finished, Kathy. And it's all your fault. Batman and Robin down the drain because of you. All because you wouldn't listen. You did it.
Stop it, Robin. Accusations won't help now. Stop it. Do you hear me?
Do you hear me?
I said, wake up. Wake up.
Huh? Bruce?
Fine thing. I come back from my date, and instead of finding you in bed, I find you asleep in a chair.
Oh, then it didn't happen. Huh. That was all a dream. You didn't marry Kathy.
What? Me marry Kathy? Dick, you know I can't get married. But maybe someday I might. Marry Kathy. She's a nice girl, all right. It's an interesting idea. Well, who knows?
Golly, are you serious? If you did marry Kathy someday, and my dream came true, oh, no. Holy catfish.